Okay, I'm with Robbie. He's going to talk a little bit about the multiple portraits task that we did a few weeks ago. Can you explain to me what the purpose of the task was, Robbie?
Make like a new perspective of multiple people in one thing using Photoshop.
Okay, so how did we go about doing that? What did we do exactly?
Took four photos of ourselves moving in different bits, made sure they didn't overlay.
Yeah.
So that they didn't overlay in Photoshop, and then we imported them into iPhoto.
Okay, so what kind of equipment did we need to do that? What kind of camera?
I can't remember the name.
Okay, it was a digital SLR, wasn't it?
Digital SLR.
And what else did we need? We need to make sure that the camera stayed in the same position every time. What did we need for that?
A tripod.
And why do we need a tripod?
So it would stay still and not like move.
And why was that important?
So that the shots don't overlay or mess up.
Okay, so if we were taking four pictures.
Yeah.
How would that work? Explain to me sort of step by step how we would do that. So we'd set the camera up on the tripod.
Yeah.
What would we point it at?
It would be pointed at the person.
Okay, and then the second picture, what would happen?
The person would move like to one side a bit, but they had to keep in where the camera's like,
Right, and the camera would move or not?
No.
The camera would stay absolutely still.
Yeah.
And then the third picture?
The third picture, it would stay absolutely still again.
And the person?
And the person would move.
And the fourth picture?
And it would stay completely still. And the person would move again.
Okay, so we'd make sure that we had four pictures with the same person but in different positions.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's imagine we go back and we put all those pictures on the computer. How would you get them off the camera?
You put in a USB and then import them into iPhoto.
Okay, and then once we've got them in iPhoto as an event, what do we need to do with them then?
You need to import them into Photoshop.
Okay, so we open them up in Photoshop and then what?
Then we need to, like, once they're in Photoshop, we need to, like, merge the layers using, I think it's multiple.
That's right. So we use a multiple blending mode. So we can see the two pictures or the three pictures overlaid.
Yeah.
And then what do we do with each of the pictures to reveal the people underneath? Do you remember?
Put one in front of the other.
Yeah. And then what do we need to do with the top picture? We need to do something with it to show what's underneath it.
But it's opacity now?
We could do that, but then we'd see the two things blended. We don't want them blended. We want to actually sort of reveal something from underneath.
Wouldn't you put multiple on it?
Or? We did, to see where the other picture is. But what do we need to do with the top picture? Do you remember?
Not really.
Okay, we had to cut a hole in it.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. With the tool.
Yeah, so which tool? Do you remember what the tool was called?
Was it quick selection or something? No.
Okay, it's the marquee tool.
Oh, yeah, marquee.
Okay, so we drag a box with marching ants around the bit that we want to cut out.
Yeah.
Hit backspace.
Yeah.
Cuts a hole in the top layer. Yeah. We need to cut several holes, don't we?
Yeah.
To reveal all the people. Mm. Three different cuts we need to make.
Yeah.
What happens, let's say, you cut the holes in and reveal the people underneath?
Yeah.
What happens if there's a really harsh line between the two cuts? What can you do?
Then you have to, like, move it to fit.
Yes, you have to make sure that they overlap perfectly so that the background looks consistent.
Yeah.
But what if there's, say, the light change between the two pictures and there's a really harsh line? What can we do to sort of soften that line? What tool might we use? What would you do in a drawing if you had a really harsh line and you wanted to soften it? What would you reach for?
Rubber.
So what would you do in Photoshop?
You draw about like.
Yeah, you,
harsh rub, lines.
You can erase the edge of the harsh line to soften it a little bit, can't you? And then when it's finally finished, where did we put it?
We put it on Flickr.
On Flickr, yeah, so we can share it.
And then made a slideshow.
Make a slideshow, and then what do we do with the slideshow?
Put it on our Weebly.
And how did we do that?
Embed code.
Yeah, so we get the embed code from Flickr, stick it up on our Weebly.
And then publish the site.
Fantastic.
Yeah.